Oh, hey folks. So, I'm not sure if I went live or not, so I'm going crazy over here. Okay, so we are live today. This is the first time using this system, so bear with me, folks. Glad you're here today. So what I wanted to do in today's video is right through here. I want to give you a live report of the data that just came out this morning, so my apologies on that. I brand new system, so thanks for you guys letting me know that I was live. So give me a thumbs up if you guys are here. Let me know if you can hear me. Let me know if the vision's okay. And if everything is good, let's get to what we have so far today. When I woke up this morning, the first piece of information I saw was right through here. It was the ADP payroll numbers. Okay, so the biggest news that we have coming in today, and the reason why you guys are here, we want to see all the pieces of the puzzle that's starting to fit in place with the Federal Reserve. So let's go over to recast why we're doing this. Okay, so we're sitting on the sidelines right now figuring out, you know, what the Federal Reserve is going to do at the next meeting, and it's all about tariffs. So I watch CNBC, I got the TV going on over there, I got news channels going on here, and I watch this stuff all day and night. So here's my report for you guys. So we had some information come in. A lot of these pieces of what the Federal Reserve monitors, they're coming in this week. And so we had one piece right through here. This was kind of shocking. The GDP actually went negative, and we had the PC number just coming out as well. So these are pieces of the puzzle that the Federal Reserve watches, and then they're going to determine what they're going to do with interest rates. Well, that's not the only thing that's happening behind the scenes right now. We have the tariff issues that's increasing the inflation rates and everything else. So there's a conundrum in the markets right now. We have a lot of earnings reports that came out. They were okay. So the world isn't falling apart on all edges, but let's go over today's content. And this is basically within minutes of all this data coming in. So let's go over to the data that we saw. So yesterday we saw mortgage rates come down just a little bit, but here's the news that's coming in today right here. The Dow Jones is down 700 points, and the reason behind it is right through here. U.S. economy shrank 0.3 in the first quarter of the Trump policies. Uncertainty weighs on businesses. Treasury yields fluctuate after data shows economic contraction and greater inflation. Now, here's the thing that I don't understand. Let's get over to the actual data that just came in. Here it is. So you tell me where the inflation is. So I want to be completely transparent in this video. We're trying to figure out what the Federal Reserve is going to do because we have no idea what's going to go on with the tariffs. Here's my thoughts, though, behind it. I think that a lot of people are just going to come to the table. And I think a lot of, you know, as our economy, as we're starting to make or bring in more and more and more money from tariffs, I think it's going to be a lot of money that the U.S. never even realized was available. So we're going to bring in billions of dollars from tariffs. That's going to help tremendously our deficit in the United States, which ultimately would help us with interest rates as well. So let's get over to the data that was just posted today. We had yesterday was consumer confidence that fell off a cliff. We had JOLTS index, which has job openings and labor transfers. It was down. There's not a lot of people moving jobs right now like we saw during the great pandemic. But then here's what we got today. We have, let me blow this up to make sure you guys can see this in great detail. Okay, so we have the ADP payroll numbers. Now, I'm not a huge fan of ADP because they come out and they could be 50 to 100,000 off. Okay, so if you look at these numbers, the last reading, I don't know if this was revised. Let's go to another chart that I have to see if I can get a revision. Yes. Okay, ADP payroll numbers. They reported 155,000 at the last report that they gave us. It was revised down to 147. That was probably one of the biggest or the closest calls they had in a long time. So this is the report or the news calendar that I watch on a daily basis. So let's go over this real quick, and then I'll break down the economic calendar that you guys might use. So here's what we had coming in today. These things are telling us purchases and refinances. These numbers, if they're high, means a lot of people are refinancing. If they're low, means not a lot of people are buying. So right now there's about five times as many people refinancing than they're buying. So that's in this market, and I can vouch for that because we don't have a lot of contracts coming in. This weekend we got, I think, three or four. That's not common. We usually get, Mondays are crazy. So this week getting three, it's a fraction of what we usually get. So we got the ADP payroll numbers coming in. I don't know how I'm going to look at that. I'll wait till Fridays are real the numbers from the federal government. But then here's what I was waiting for to go live. The core PCE, GDP, and so forth. So we had PCE prices, 2.6. Well, let's go to my calendar. I like this better. Here's what we saw. GDP went from a 2.4 to negative 0.3. So we're having the economy just crashing. But when we go to the inflation, so this is the PCE. This is the number one right here. It's on the top. It's the first column, and this is the stuff that the Federal Reserve monitors. So this is what we call economy at a glance. The Federal Reserve controls this rate right here, and it's high right now. This should be probably about 3.5, maybe three. But it's high because they're waiting to see how this these tariffs affect what the Federal Reserve does. So this is the only rate that the Federal Reserve controls. This rate is basically interbank lending. So when one bank needs money, this is the interest rate they pay the other bank to get that money. So when this rate goes up or down, well, it determines what the banks are going to do on lending to you. Because if their money's going to go up, well, then they're going to push up the rates on our money. So the big three pieces of the puzzle that the Federal Reserve monitors, and again, we're not going to talk tariffs right now because that's a play in action. What I want to talk about is the economics behind things. So once the tariffs kind of the cloud goes away on that, then we're going to look at the fundamentals of the economy. So here's what we've seen. We're seeing inflation at 2.5 right now. Unemployment rates 4.2. These aren't in yet. Yeah, they are in. Let's go right through here. This hasn't been updated yet. PCE 2.6. Let's go and see if they updated it. My apologies, folks. 2.6. So they're going to have to update this. But let's go back to this. The reading on month over month was 0.5 was the last reading on inflation. It was expected to go down to 0.1. This is saying month over month, there's no inflation. Okay, so that's what this reading is. If you look at the year over year, we had 3 previously. It was supposed to go to 2.6. It remained at 2.6. But look at this. Month over month, it was down 0.5%. Okay, that's a huge move. Okay, so when this data starts to feed over to the CPI, the PPI, and the other inflationary numbers, and we also know that energy is plummeting. You had oil prices. Let's go to the overall markets. So I want to look at the economics now behind a lot of this. You have oil at $59 a barrel. So this used to be, if we go over to this, it was $80 a barrel not too long ago. So if you throw this equation into it with also the rent equivalent to the housing prices, you're going to see inflation drop tremendously. So let's just go back. Here's where we were just, let's go 6 months ago. We were right through here. Here's where energy prices were 6 months ago. They were $80 a barrel. We're at $59 a barrel now. That's going to drive down inflation considerably. So that's what we're seeing right through there. So let's get back over to our economic calendars. We have basically no inflation month over month, but we still have inflation at 2.6. So now let's say the Federal Reserve is coming in saying, okay, inflation's at 2.6. Well, that's kind of where the federal funds rate should be, right through here. But they're coming in and saying, you know, we're not going to do anything until we realize what the heck's going on with inflation. So I don't blame them. Okay, so that's what we're seeing through here. So if you guys got any questions in regards to this, please let me know. That's why we do the live event. I wanted to you guys to see this live as it comes through. So here's what happened today. When the first number came out this morning, you saw the right through here, the ADP payroll numbers. It was the first thing that came out this morning. The bonds plummeted. Okay, they went down through here. This means rates are going up. The markets got really skittish of this. Then as the news came in, it came going back, it kept going up and up and up. It was down like, how big is this? 99.74 to 99.47. That's a 27-point move. 27-point move down. That means rates would have gone up at least 5, 10 basis points. So now we had a complete reversal, and now we're just up. We're now at minus 0.4. Look at the two-day trend. We still have a good trend going on other than today's opening, which the gap filled. Then we go to a five-day trend. Look at this. So we still have a five-day trend that's up, 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 and away. So what this is telling me are rates, well, basically this is the mortgage bond that really creates mortgage rates. So if you're new to my channel, this is what we watch on a daily basis. This is the bond on Wall Street that trades its mortgage-backed security bond. So the yield on this bond makes up the biggest component of your mortgage rate. So what banks do is they take the yield on this, they take what's called LLPAs, which are adjustments to your rate. Like if you're buying a single-family home, you might not have any adjustments. If you're buying a four-unit home, oh, there might be some adjustments. That's what we call LLPAs. So they put LLPAs on top of this yield, and then they put in their profit margins. So that's how you create, or that's how you come up with, you know, where mortgage rates are. Here's what I'm doing with my clients right now, and I'm advising every one of them. We got, like I said, we got contracts in yesterday, and I think I might have got one in today. I'm calling every borrower and saying, you know, until this makes a reversal, I'd really prefer not to lock you in. Because look at where we were, and look at where we are. Okay, so this is one of the things that we do for you. We help you monitor these things. Not only when you're just locking in initially, we can continue to monitor your loan until you're about 3 weeks away from closing, and then we really have to pin you down and lock in that rate. Our slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders. This is what we do. So I'm a federal licensed loan officer. Let me get to my equation real quick, and then we'll get back to the news. My name is Dan Frio, and I do this report actually twice a day. I did it live today so you guys can understand or see instant market reactions on what's going on behind the scenes as this data comes out. So mortgage rates, they change change all day, folks. If you could see right through here, all these orange bubbles and red bubbles, that's telling me either mortgage rates are coming down or mortgage rates are going up. You can see that red bubble right there. It says worsen. Okay, so what we do here is we have a slogan. It's one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? Well, I work at a federal bank. That makes me licensed all over the country as well as Puerto Rico. Unique thing here is we're set up with, I think today there's now 34 other lenders. How does that help you? Well, think when you're trying to get a quote. You call this bank and call that bank and then call that broker and then call over there and you're trying to chase your tail to get that best rate and best terms. Well, wonder if they lock you like you did over here at that with that best rate and then rates just plummeted. Well, then that's what you're going to see. You're going to be stuck at your bank and they're not going to be able to do anything for you. What we can do here is we're going to shop your loan at the beginning. Let's say we lock your rate and rates continue to plummet. If we have time, we're going to remove your loan again. So not only can we help you at the beginning, we can also help you through the entire process. So we're set up with 34 different banks, and that's how we can offer you one application, one credit pool, and 30 different offers. So if you need some help from us, just go to therateupdate.com. Here's a whole bunch of features right here. But you're not here for that. You're here for these things right through here. So here's what we're looking at right now. Now, the data is going to continue to come in throughout the rest of the week. So I'm probably going to do a live event. Well, I'm not going to do a live event tomorrow, maybe. My mom's not doing too well, and I was going to drive back to see her tomorrow, so I might be live tomorrow and I might not be. But the data, let's conclude what we have for the data today, the data tomorrow, the data Friday, how that's going to fill in these gaps, and then what do we expect from the Federal Reserve in 7 days. So let me get to my analysis, I guess, is what I'll say. We had the payroll numbers come in. I'm not going to be satisfied with this until I get the real number from the federal government down through here. We had GDP plummeted. It went just fell off a cliff. So a lot of people are now going to say, well, now we're in stagflation. But are we really? You go down through here in inflation month over month, the PCE, the number one, this is the number one thing that the Federal Reserve monitors. It went zero. Okay, so let's see if we can get the history of this thing. Here's where the numbers were, okay? So the last few readings, forecasts, actual numbers. October, 3, November, 3, December, 0.1. Then it started going back up again because we always had that January, February effect. You can see that right over through here. And then where we came in now. So these are where the numbers are. We have an actual 0% month over month inflation rate. Okay, so that's that was kind of an anomaly, I thought. And then we have core. This number is going to come down because we have month over month at zero. This number is going to come down much more than that. Okay, so that's going to fill in the gap that we're looking through right through here. So now let's look at some other data that's coming in the rest of the week. We have initial jobless claims, manufacturing numbers. Tomorrow's not going to really, the initial jobless claims, this is what we're going to really focus in on. Because the Federal Reserve, their concern is they don't want the jobs market to fall off a cliff. They're okay with inflation coming down and maybe GDP coming down a little bit. They don't, this point, they don't want the jobs market falling off a cliff because this is the last piece of the pendulum to really fall on the economy. So that's where we're going to look initial jobless claims tomorrow. And then down through here, this is really going to tell us the guts of what's going on with the employment numbers. We're going to have average hourly earnings. This is going to tell us a big news. Are people keeping up with inflation? Okay, hopefully they are. Non-farm payrolls, how are they going to come out? Last reading was 228. They're expecting to come in basically at half of that. What are they going to do? And then the true unemployment rate that'll get flipped over to here. So here's what we're seeing through here. We just got these updated today. The PCE that we just, well, let's go back through here. The PCE, did they update that? PCE 2.6, they did not update that. So it is up one tick from where we were. And I'm not still concerned with that because month over month was zero. We have energy prices down and we have housing down considerably. The unemployment rate will be coming in on Friday, so we'll keep a close eye on that. And we have GDP that just went negative. So this is telling me the country's on stall notice right now. People just don't know what to do here. And prices, I'm going to be contrarian to this. Prices are coming down, folks, because you're going to start seeing this come plummet as the news comes in. So let's get to some any videos that you have. So my apologies, folks. When we go live, I have a new system. Hopefully now I kind of get the gist of it, but hopefully the video and audio is there. So thanks, VR Pilot, for giving me that update. Let's see what we got next one. So I'm going to go through any questions. If you guys are here, ask a question. And it could be, you know, please be careful what you ask, but let me know if you have questions about this. I did sell some stock positions today in Spider because I've had some gains and I'm like, I got to put some money aside and move it over to something different. We talked stock talks here as well, but a new account, please follow the butcher. New account, please follow the butcher. We'll check you out, the butcher. Thanks for that. if we got over here. Phoebe, what's up, Rick? So Rick, he's a buddy of mine. I actually called him yesterday. If you guys would, check out his channel. If you're anywhere in Arizona or just want to bead on what's going on in real estate in the Arizona market, Rick is the man. He can take care of you. He dives in on the data. Good friend of mine. I actually called him the other day just to make sure he was doing okay. He had a video. It was a Canadian video that he put out. It got like 150, probably 200, 300,000 views by now. So God bless you, buddy. And he was having some health problems, so I was just checking up to make sure he was doing okay. So Rick, thanks for joining us here. What did you put it? Wait to see what the most impact, the tariffs and the Fed reaction to the tariffs. Yep. So thanks, Rick. I appreciate you and appreciate you being a buddy. So thanks. Thanks much. Good morning. I'm a first-time homebuyer. Should I buy now? It depends. So let's kind of dive in on this. But Escape Lander, let me come back to you in 1 second. I promise you I will. We're going to get to any other questions in regards to if somebody has any market questions. But I'll get right back to your question here in a second. Don't go away. Are we seeing 5% anytime soon? No. We're going to be, hopefully we can teeter into the sixes and stay in the high to mid sixes. Today's market right here, we got the MBS is up 10 ticks on the news that's out today. When you see this market right through here, so if you're a new person to my channel, all you have to understand is this. We follow this bond right here, okay? All you have to understand is this. If this bond price goes up, rates are coming down. If it goes down, rates are going up. The bigger this number, well, the bigger the move. If you look at a two-day chart, so today's blip, you're seeing right through here, it was down 20, almost 30 points out of the get-go. That means rates would have went up about 0.8% today, folks. But they're starting to rally back, and they're only down 10 right now. So look at a two-day chart. We're still good. I'm not locking my borrowers right here. This was, again, it was a blip. Hopefully, we can continue this rally. If you go to a five-day return, this is where I'm looking at. So I can look at five-day and 100-day and 50-day average moving averages. This is still on a trajectory that's still going to up pattern. So I'm still sitting on the sidelines with my borrowers and floating until I really see a correction in this and I see the market kind of take a turn down, knowing that interest rates are now dropped to the lowest levels and they're going to start peaking. That's when I'll jump in and start locking in my borrowers. And folks, I'll let you know when I do that as well. I'm starting to tweet and put out shorts and things like that. Hope you guys enjoy those. I'm starting to let you guys know in X and Truth Media and those others when I'm locking borrowers in. So if you're a mortgage person, you're a realtor out there following me, you'll get the gist of that. So check me out on Twitter. Check me out on all the other things. I don't check my messages, folks. I'll just be honest with you now. I'm just looking to help you guys with this. You're also seeing the 10-year treasury right down through here at the bottom. Let's get that question out of the way that we're seeing right through here. Oh, my apologies. Let's get Amber. Where is Amber? I'll come to you real quick, Amber. But what you're seeing right down through here, look at the bottom left screen right through here. This is the 10-year treasury. Love the number. We love the number. This number, as long as it's below 4.3, that's where we're at. 4.2, when we dropped below the 4.2 handle, it was kind of, that's when I'm like, okay, I'm just going to wait on the sidelines to lock in my borrowers. So let's get back to some more questions that we have here. We got Amber on board. Amber, what can I help you with? Good to know. We close on our house Friday. I've been watching you since we went under contract. Thank you so much. Well, thank you so much. Thanks for watching and being a fan. I greatly appreciate it. We got excited. Wait, where you been? You haven't been here for a while. Florida real estate prices are crashing. Well, some markets are going to, people still don't define the terms crash. Okay, so if you had a market that was up 50% in the last 3-4 years and it dropped down 10%, is it a crash? I don't know, but I'm going to have to agree with you. There are parts of Florida that are scary. I have a condo on the east side. I'm not seeing people dumping our condo. There's actually one in the unit in our condo for sale, the prices are fantastic, and they're people looking at it as well. So I have no plans on selling my place, but that is good to know. There is not all of Florida is crashing though, and that's the thing that I want people to understand. What you have to do when you're looking to buy in a market, follow me for the financing, and then get with a local realtor that can really help you understand your local market. You might have one city here in the city, 5 miles away is completely different. So you can't just, I don't like when people just, broad stroke it with everything's crashing, because I even did a video the other day, people keep saying the stock market's crashing and everything's crashing. I don't know if you guys remember, we created a Yahoo stock account. I also do Yahoo or Stock Talk Tuesdays with Dan Frio. And we created a portfolio back right before the election. And it's right here. Let me just get to it. And there's a reason why I'm doing this, folks. If you go over to here, the world isn't ending. You know, I'm going to show you this portfolio I created right before the election. Let's see if it crashed. Let's see if we're in the money. Let's see how bad things really are. We're just going to look at it. It's a couple ETFs and things like that. So we got steel, we got utilities, we got financials, we got Berkshire Hathaway. Well, since we bought these stocks 6 months ago, our average return, or our return so far, is 14.7%. You can see across the board, we only have one that's in the negative, and it's the utility stocks. So I just sold utility. Actually, I sold this position personally a couple weeks ago because I wanted to get out of there and put more in Berkshire Hathaway. That's what I did. But that's what we're talking about. So the market right now isn't, yeah, is it down today? Is it down in the last, you know, couple days or so? Yeah. But if you stay in, you dollar cost average, you'll be okay over time. So greatly appreciate it. Let's go back to that question about buying. Let's go. Is this it here? Prayers for mom. Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. What are we seeing the most? Good morning. I'm a first-time home buyer. So here, let me talk to the first-time home buyers out there. So if you're a home buyer, if you're a home owner and you're maybe looking to refinance, this is where I'll give you some advice. I had a person comment on one of my stock things, stock talks. He said, I'm not going to buy Berkshire Hathaway. It's way too high. Well, it's a hard way to look at it, because if you actually go into this, and I'm going to reference this as real estate. Let's say this is a real estate transaction, and here's the price of your home. Okay, so if you go over time and you're like, okay, the price of my home went from here to here. That's a great return. Well, it wasn't so great if you took it from here to here or here to here, but if you look at long term, you're doing pretty darn good. So it's hard to say, you know, if you're buying a house, you know, a lot of people are getting upset right now saying houses aren't appreciating like they used to do. They're only up, you know, 1% or 2% or 3%. That's what we're hoping that they're up. Because if home prices continue to rally 10, 15, 20% a year, within 5 years, nobody's going to be able to afford anything. So that's why I'm not against home prices completely stagnating. As a homeowner, my house price is up probably 15% in the last 2-3 years, and I live in Chicago, and that's really odd. Our prices usually only, you know, go up maybe 3, 4, 5% a year, but we have that steady increase. A lot of cities and counties, you see, you're going to see this. You know, you have a high here, and then next year it goes down here, and then you go here. It's like California. You might gain 50% on your home value in 1 year, but then again, you could lose it. Kind of like Bitcoin. You know, if you're wanting to put that much risk on the table, look at Bitcoin. So, if you're looking to buy, Here's my thought. If you qualify with a rate right now at 7 and you can make the payments and everything's comfortable, it might not be a bad time to do it. But you have to, what is your market area doing? Is it inclining? Is it stagnant? Is it going down? This is where the realtor comes into play. I can help you all day long when it comes to the financing. We have probably every program imaginable if you're looking for a residential loan. But when it comes to the house price, house values, and what the markets are doing, guys, I have no idea what your market's doing. I can tell you what my neighborhood's doing. It's doing pretty darn good. Just had a house go for sale down the street, $150,000 more than I thought it was going to go. And, you know, they're getting views, and they're friends of mine. So good luck to them. So let's get over. So hopefully with the analysis I gave you, if you could qualify at 7% and you like it, and your realtor's saying, you know, the market, we're not anticipating it to crash or, you know, drop it anytime soon. But even if it drops 2, 3, 4% this year, what's it going to do next year? Then the following year, then the following year, and everybody keeps, then the contrarian piece comes in. What if you buy now and your home price goes down and rates come down and now you want to refinance? Well, maybe you can't. But if you have a loan such as FHA, VA, or USDA, you can, because no appraisal is needed. So there's a lot of nuances when it comes to mortgages, mortgage rates, and in real estate. So thanks for the question. If you want to, you know, if you'd like to talk to me, all my information is down below, or you can even reach me at dan@therateupdate.com. I'll give you my email address here, 1 second, right through there. So if you want to reach out to me at all, just send me a thing. I'll be blunt with you. I usually don't check the comments down below. There's a lot of rude people out there, and it takes a toll after a while. But if you really need my help, that's what I'm here for. Reach out to me, give me a phone call, or shoot me an email. Okay, so that's that. Rick, let's go back. We got Rick Mahones on there. So if Rick's still with us, jump in on him. So let's get to another question. With 7.125 existing rate, would you reasonably refinance? What is the red line? Where is the red line? Oh, you're at 7.125. Arthur, it depends on what loan you have, because if you're at a conventional loan, let's go back over to rates. Rates are 6.8. I wouldn't do anything. I'd wait for this to at least be a half a percent lower than where you are. Okay, but if you have an FHA loan, look where FHA rates are. 70 basis points, almost 60 basis points less than that. So if you're in an FHA loan, you might be able to reduce that rate by 1%. Okay, FHA loans, VA loans, and USDA loans, they're simple to refinance. So if you have one of those and you're at a rate, you know, especially on FHA or VA, you have a rate 7.5 or higher, call us, because you can cut your rate probably 1%. If you want to check out how much the savings would be, just go over to therateupdate.com. Here's my website. Go to calculators. You're going to click it, and used in videos, because we use all these videos in my show usually. You can go to refinance calculator, click it here, and you can put in, here's where I am, here's where it could be, and here's my break even and my total cost. So this is probably somebody who recently used this. They put in $375,000. They had a 7.75 rate. They closed May of 2023. Oh, this didn't even function through. So let's go through here. Now they owe 370. Let's just say they owe 374. This is how easy it is. Go over here, cash out, nothing, closing costs. Put in like $3,000. Just, it might not be that much, but just for kicks. Put in there, then go over here. If you have an FHA a loan, go over to the rates. FHA is 619. You're going to go back to the calculator. My bad. 6.19. Let's see what this savings is. This is 6.19. You go through it. You could save $400 a month. It'll save you $90,000 over the life of a loan, and you have a payback time of over 7.5 months. So over 7 months, after 7 payments, you're in the green. So that's how you can figure out if it makes sense. Do you do anything? The tough thing is here is what are rates going to continue to do? Because so a lot of people say, well, if I do this and then rates continue to go down, well, let's do it the other way. Let's see if rates spike back up. You're in a great position. If rates continue to come down and they go down enough, we'll do it again. I've probably refinanced my house that I've been in here. I probably refinanced it 7 or 8 times, and I've been in here for 20 years. So you can take advantage of this as much as you want to get to the point where, you know, that you have that rate all the way down at the bottom, that there's not, like, my rate is 2.625 on my mortgage, and that's why I'll never refinance again. So that's what we're seeing there. So let's go back here and conclude a lot of these things. Our focus right now is what the Federal Reserve's going to do in 7 days. So that is one big piece of the equation. A lot of people still don't realize that because of all the tariffs. My assumption on the tariffs is, yeah, short term, it's good. There's going to be some agony. Long term, it's going to be fantastic because, again, I think we're going to draw in a lot of revenue that we didn't expect. I heard a comment from somebody recently who said, you know, now we finally have business people running the government instead of government employees kind of on the take. So that's where, hopefully that's kind of what's happening right now. These people are looking to run this thing as efficient as possible, and that's what we need. If you're an investor in a company, you want it to run as efficiently as it can and as profitable as it can. It's the same with a company. Or the country, folks. The more, you know, the more healthy we are, the better everything is. Our Medicare's, our Social Security, our you know, all this stuff, and it's a healthy workforce. So that's what I'm saying. So in 7 days, my anticipation is the Federal Reserve is not going to do one thing because they're going to sit on the sidelines and just wait. I would do the same thing. So let's get over to here. Federal Reserve, there's a 94% possibility that they're going to do what? Well, let's go over here to see the probabilities. What you're seeing on the top of the screen is this is the federal funds rate. Like I said, right now, here's where we are. We're at 4.25 to 4.5. Okay, you see that right through here at the top. So there's a 93.5% probability they're not doing anything. So now here's what starts to happen. June, this number just flicked up. It was 49 the other day. Now it's 63. So now everybody's anticipating, especially after today's reports, that there'll be a cut at the next meeting in June. So let's get over to the fundamentals and see how and why that number just spiked. Well, we had this economic news come in. We had payroll coming down substantially. And if you trust the ADP payroll numbers, this is like, okay, that's not good. We aren't even at 100,000 hires. We need to be at 100, 150,000, about 125,000 for kind of an okay economy. GDP went negative. This is completely scary, but can this turn on a dime because of tariffs? Man, that's time's going to tell on that. And then we had the inflation numbers. These were shocking. When this came in zero, I said yesterday, I'm anticipating these to come on point or maybe just a hair less. Well, that one came in less, and that one came right on point. rate. And that's where you're seeing the market reactions right now, not as dramatic as they probably would have been otherwise. So the opening bell, we had the MBSs dropping down almost 30 ticks, but we're only down 7 right now. So the markets aren't really doing anything in regards to that. So let's go back through here. Let's see what the overall markets are doing. When you look at the equity markets, are they coming any comeback here? We were down 700 previously. Let's see where that's going. I don't know why my thing is so slow right now. Let's go back to here. Sorry, folks, Dow's more than 500 points. If this would feed in, we were at 700 down when we started this. That's good news. I'll take it there. The VIX is up, though. It's up 10 basis points. The VIX over here, right over here, folks, above my head, this is the anxiety levels on Wall Street. So as this number goes up, the markets are getting more and more anxious, and that'll make these numbers deviate much more than they normally would move. So let's see if we got a lot of questions here. I am so sorry, folks. I didn't see these questions. Let's get to them. So don't go away. I'm Dan. I bought my house in 2023 with 6.3. When is a good time to refinance? Stay right where you are. If you let me know, Brian, if you can email me, let me know. Or here, okay, for those out there that have a loan right now, I got a tool for you. Let's go over to therateupdate.com. These are for people. So that is if you're looking for my calculator. If you guys want me to track these rates for you, if you're a homeowner, scroll down here. This is on our website, the Rate Watch tool. Click it. What this is going to do is a lot of people are like, Dan, I missed it in September when rates dropped, and then I missed it again 2-3 months ago. If you don't want to miss it again, click this. This is why I created it. All this is, and I'll be blunt, this is an Excel spreadsheet I put together. When you put your data in here, I get it gets added to my Excel spreadsheet. I go in every day, and I review it. And if you're on that list where you wanted me to call you at a specific rate, please pick up the phone. I'm going to be calling you, texting you, and emailing you to take advantage of it before you miss it again. So you can go here and you can watch a video. But all I want you to do is just give me some information about you, and tell me what kind of loan you have, what's the rate, what's your current market value and everything. I'm not selling the data, folks. I promise you. I'm just using this to make sure you don't miss the next rate drop. But these are tools we have for you on our web. So let's get back to it. In your case, 6.3, stay where you are. You need at least 0.5% drop in rate in most cases, even to make sense. The bigger your mortgage, then that adjustment doesn't need to be as big. But check out the Rate Watch tool. Or just give me a call or put in an application. We can monitor this for you. So when rates do hit where you want it to, we can lock in immediately. So thanks, Brian, for reaching out to us there. Let's go over to Bobby. Bobby, what you got, bud? I have a lock to lock in this week. Should I wait till Friday? Watch my videos. I'll watch my Twitter account. And I'll put on that when I see the market turn. I have 5-6 clients right now, and a lot of these are $800,000-$900,000 loans. That every little tick matters. So they've given me their blessing that they're going to watch and give it to me to let me determine the lock time. So I'll be posting on my videos as well as tweeting and stuff like that if I'm looking to lock. Right now, I'm not going to look this gift horse in the mouth, because if you look at today, it's like, okay, it's all over the map. But when we opened the market, it was down 30, and now we're only down 6. I'm going to continue my rally points with here. So I'm going to keep this rally point going. It's because if you do like a 50-day moving average or whatever, we're still okay. So I'm expecting a comeback today. I'm also watching the 10-year treasury down here at the bottom, Bobby. If you see that go above 4.2, that means mortgage rates are going to go up as well. So monitor the 10-year treasury that it doesn't go above 4.2, and also the MBS market, and watch me on a daily basis as you're doing it. So thanks, Bob. Appreciate you coming by. That's the next one, the V Pilot. We are shopping in Tampa. Would the type of loan push sellers to move quicker before they lose value? Our local markets keep getting price cuts, which has been great. It could, yeah. You're going to see, here's what you normally see in a normal market is after Super Bowl, a lot of the warm areas like Florida and things like that, they get really, really competitive. And then you start talking May and things like that. When the kids get out of school, it's even more competitive. The tough thing with Florida right now, and especially Tampa, is the stigma you guys have that it should be crashing. I don't know your local market. That's where I would take the advice of your realtor or at least go with your realtor's advice and then watch other data like myself, or go to, altosresearch.com and other research. Check out your, just houses in that specific area. If your realtor has you on the MLS, you should start getting pings, of houses that come up on the market, that fits your fancy. Check and see how, and if those keep coming down and down and down, it might even be an entry point where you can go in and say, I'm going to make an offer on your house before it starts to drop. Let's negotiate now. 49% of our contracts just shy of 50% have seller concessions on them. And they're either paying realtor fees or they're paying closing costs for a lot of the borrowers, because a lot of borrowers just don't have the money for the down payment, the closing costs, and all the other stuff. So Pilot, I would suggest watch my videos for the content on mortgages, but please do your due diligence in your market area, especially with a realtor. Talk to a couple realtors and also look at homes specifically and see what those prices are doing. And then that gives you negotiation tools to go back and say, you know, folks, the market's dropping. So do you want to get out now, or do you want to continue to watch this drop? That's going to be a good challenge for your realtor. So thanks for that that post. Next one is cheap views on Steamboo. Remove the space. Not sure what you're saying there. Are we going to see 6% interest rates this year? What do you think? I don't think. You know, you had a lot of economists coming out at the beginning of the year. What was the one? There's a mortgage guy that's huge. He came out and said we'll probably be in the high fives in the next 3 to 6 months. And we had another couple of other analysts that say the same thing. I'm not on that boat. You know, I wish it were. You know, that would help us tremendously. I think short term, we're going to be right in this little bubble. I said we'll probably be at 6.75, right around that range. Let's see where we are right now. 6.68. So 6.75 to 7. 7 is going to be that peak. 6.75 is going to be that drop. So we're kind of, you're bouncing around there. You get out 4 to 6 months, you're going to have a lot more tariff news coming in. I think that news is going to be good. I hope it's going to be good. And that's going to help the markets. It's going to help. Here's where it's going to help, folks. And this is what a lot of people don't understand. Let's go to our deficit. National debt clock. You can just Google this thing. National debt clock. Pull this up, and here's the debt clock. Okay, I'm not going to pass any buck. This is where it is. So, and it keeps, see those numbers? They keep ticking pretty darn fast. Well, this is money that the government doesn't have that we're spending. So how do we earn or get the money to pay our bills? They have to sell bonds. Okay, so if we can really cure this or bring it down to a balanced budget, we're not going to have as many bonds on the market, okay? What happens if you don't have as much stuff on the market? Like, you don't have a lot of houses on the market? Well, what happened to house prices? They went up. Or the worst case, they stagnated. So hopefully, you know, that's what we're going to see here. So you see this, and if you don't have as many bonds going to market, like I said, you don't have as much competition, prices can come go down, and that would help, okay? So or prices would go, you get what I'm saying. We're all over the map here. But it could be, if there's not as much bonds being sold, that's going to help out our interest rates in everything tremendously. So let's get to the next one. New account, what you got for us today? I have a FHA 7.5, California, outer areas. My home is worth $375 and I pay $3,160. I think it makes sense. I owe $368. Reach out to me. I'd love to help you. You're at 7.5 right now. I mean, look at where the rate is. This is a perfect analogy, folks. Let's just take this one. They're at 7.5 right now. Let's just go over to the calculator. More FHA rates are at 6.19 right now. So let's just go over for kicks and just look at this analysis. How much would your break-even point be? This is what you need to do. So go over to my calendars, and we're going to go to refinance. This person is at 375. I owe 368. So 375. Oh, this might have been you. I owe 368. 375 at 7.5. And you closed, didn't say when. You currently owe right now 368. California tax, the only fee you'll have is title and escrow. Let's say it's going to be 4,000. 619 now. You can save $400 a month. $75,000 a year, and your break-even point would be 10.8 months. I don't even know if it'd be 4,000. Let's just go to 3,000. You don't need an appraisal. You don't need, you just need title report, and well, that's it. So you might not even have 3,000, but there it is. You save about $400 a month, and the break-even point would be 8 months. So if you're willing to do this, and then again, you don't need an appraisal, so you don't have an appraisal cost, and you don't have to worry about it coming in low or anything else, we don't even need to re-verify your income. And that's basically how simple it is. So please reach out to me. I'd love for you to you know, take advantage of this situation. Or you can just go right through here, and you're at theRateUpdate.com. Hit the Apply Now button. Take you right to a secure system that you can put in your information. So thanks for posting. Greatly appreciate that. Let's go. Let's see. Yes, we need businessmen. Yep. I agree with you. It's, you know, can we get money from these tariffs? If we can, let's try to do it with the least amount of disruption, but that's what's going on. Great advice, Dan. Thank you. Doing our proper homework, getting comps, and learning what markets is doing. I do not think that's going to crash, but it's just, well, thanks. And if I could be of any help on the financing side, folks, just call me, email me, text me, however you need to be. This is basically what I do on my conference calls with you as well. I have a 6.49 on my house. It's worth $600,000. I owe $340,000, and I want to cash out at $20,000. What should I do? Rates drop 6.49. Reach out to us because your loan of value is pretty darn good. You might get a fairly comparable rate. At least, hopefully, it's not worse than what you have now. So if we can get you 6.49 or less and get you that cash out, it'd be a good deal for you. So reach again, another one. Price, just go to therateupdate.com if you would, and where to go. That's my application. Just go to therateupdate.com and here's the tools. Schedule an appointment. This is down right now, so what this will do is it'll email me. So you can just use that function right now. Let's make sure it's working. Oh, did they fix this for me? Let's see. They did not, so I'll have to get with my developer. So if you need me, give me a call at 844-775. Just ask for me. I'm here, folks. You can scroll down, and you'll get other information from us, or you can reach me at dan@therateupdate.com. So, Praise, please reach out to us. We'd love to help you, bud. Let's get to the next question. I'm sorry. I didn't see all these questions down there. I'm under contract now, but I have not locked. Should I wait last minute to see what's upcoming? I'm coming in on a conventional with 20% down. Jose, reach out to me. Hopefully you got at least a quote from me. So if you need to lock today, if you're using a builder, I probably can't beat your builder at all. But if you're using another lender, you know, reach out to us. I'll run your analysis through our system. And again, here, I'll tell you what we do. I work at a federal bank, okay? But the cool thing about the federal bank is we're set up with 34 other lenders. And why does that matter to you? What do you usually try to do when you're out there searching for a mortgage? You'll call this bank and that bank and this bank and that bank. You're looking for the best rate and the best fees. Okay, so we can shop you with up to 33 different lenders with one application, one credit pool. Here's another thing. Let's say, Jose, you lock in. And let's say you locked in with that lender and they had a great price at that time. But then over time, rates continue to drop, and drop even more. Now you go back to that lender and say, okay, the rates dropped to 0.25% or 0.75% in the last 2 weeks. Can you help me? And they're going to say, no, it's going to cost you money. Well, not with me. So we can actually lock you in. And then if rates plummet and they go down 0.25%, 0.5%, I can move you to another lender if that lender we're working with won't negotiate with us. So these are more and more options that you guys have on the wise to use me and my services. So let's see what we got over here. I think we got from Las Vegas. Median home price is 470. It's not that bad, to be honest with you. I was expecting a little bit more. I do have clients that I'm working with out in, it's in Washington. And I never knew of this place. I got to bring it up because I promised them I would, but I'm actually going to do a video on this. Let me tell you the area. Just, you guys got to look this up. I've never even heard of it before, but let's see. Where is it? It is, bear with me. It's a place in Washington. I've never even been to the West Coast before. So, I think it's, I don't know. I'll do a video on it. I keep notes on every client I have. I'll give a shout out to them in tonight's video and in the market area that they're in. But Las Vegas, I thought your home prices would be much higher than that. It's good than that. But thanks for joining us. My first home, I locked at 3.1. How I missed those times. It was your first home. My first home was in 1992, and my first rate was an arm at 10.25. So, yeah, how times change. And the last one is be safe. So I like I said, I might be heading back to see my mother over the next couple of days. So I'll try to do live events. The cool thing about where I'm from is you'll start hearing more and more about steel and Nippon Steel and things like that. Nippon Steel is right in the town that I grew up. And I did a video of that. I'm still working on editing it because it was kind of really botchy. Just showing you how the infrastructure of our manufacturing is really dismal at this time. So let's do a conclusion of this because I'm on here longer than I thought I'd be. So today, let's refresh this and see if anything happened today. Mortgage rates, what are they going to do today? Nothing. They're 2. I love it. Based on today's news that we got, I'll take a stagnant market based on this rally that we just had over the last couple of days. So that's there. The stock market, it's only down 398 points. I only say that because it was down 700 plus just about where when we first started. Mortgage rates are stagnant. Go over to the calendar. What do we got today? We had ADP payroll numbers. I'm going to put a scratch through that. We had GDP plummeting, but we have inflation at zero. You're not going to hear a lot about that. You're going to hear about these and other things. You go to the federal thing. This is the economy at a glance. The last piece of the puzzle that's coming in on this is the unemployment rate, and it's coming in, I think, Friday. So I'll be posting on how that comes in. That'll fill in the whole void of what the Federal Reserve looks at. What the Federal Reserve's going to do? Well, in 7 days, they're going to do nothing, and we're going to like it. And then to conclude, if I can be of any help to you, if you're looking to buy, if you're looking to refinance, if you're looking to build, the best suggestion I have is you're building, work with your builder's lender, get the best quote that they have. And then if you want to send it to us, you can send it to me, just email it to me. I'll review it for you, the loan estimate. I'll get back with you. But in most cases, probably 85% of cases, we can't even come close to the builder's lender. But why don't you keep them honest by just sending me your loan estimate? Let's make sure that they're doing you good. So that's my report for today, folks. Again, some of the systems we have on our new website are out. So if you click them and they do nothing, I'm working on the back end to get all these fixed so you have nothing but a fantastic experience on our website. And don't forget all these videos that we have down through here. If you're looking to buy, refinance, you're a disabled veteran, got to check out these programs that we have. We'd love to work with you on those and much, much more. So that's my report for this morning. Hopefully you found some advice in that or knowledge in that. And the MBS market is, as right now, the conclusion is basically flat as a pancake. And I'll give that a thumbs up for the day. So thanks for watching, folks. Hopefully I can be of some help to you if you're out there looking to buy or refinance. Other than that, stay close to your tweets, and I'll be letting you know when I'm locking my bars. Thanks for watching, guys. I greatly appreciate when you guys do join.